B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. And, Rich, what do we have here?
So, last week, we were talking about that clip that was going viral about Vince Neil over at the Rock in Rio. Now that the Motley Crue's Dirt is a big story, and these things are kind of finding the light of day. And, of course, Vince Neil, not a great singer there near the end of the band's run. Like, impossibly bad.
Yes.
Like, you have to try to be that bad.
And by the way, you just played the kindest clip of all of them.
Hip-hop, putty-tat, toe-to-be.
I have not listened to that song in 20 years, yet I know the lyrics better than Vince Neil.
It's just impossibly bad. Like, you have to try to not know the lyrics. Like, how just is it not ingrained in your head, almost like singing the ABCs? If you've sung that song, what do you think, 200 nights a year for the last 20 years, 30 years, you've been singing that song?
Give or take.
And so for that just not to just come out of your mouth while you're sleeping, you would think that you just are trying to screw that up. Or just, you know, yes, we are ready now, as a matter of fact. However, because we played that, there were some people who said, hey, if you think that's bad, maybe you should check this out. So we all know Courtney Love.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the death of Kurt Cobain was just the other day, and she was the ex-wife of his.
You wrote a song with her in studio. She has cussed me out on stage.
Yes, she is an interesting character. So there is a tape that somebody made of the band Hole that she was in.
Okay, and so was this Billy Corgan talking in her headphones and saying this is everything?
Well, Billy Corgan essentially wrote most of her songs there on that Celebrity Skin album, which is a good album.
Oh, yeah.
But it was written by the guy from Smashing Pumpkins.
Right, because who could not resist the temptation of Courtney Love?
I mean, who knows?
She was a stripper in, you know, the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. So somebody who I guess she made enemies with was running the soundboard for her, and this guy ended up getting a recording of just her microphone and her guitar feed.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so this is what she's actually playing on stage on her guitar and what's actually coming through the microphone. All right? So this is her, and this song is one that now has all of a sudden got a new resurgence because of the Miss Marvel movie. There's one of the biggest scenes in the movie. The song Celebrity Skin is very prevalent. So here she is live. This is the actual feed.
Very difficult
through
song
the soundboard. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like three chords,
yes.
I think. So here it is. Guitar and vocals, the soundboard feed.
Sure, this is real.
It's real. It's real.
So she can't play guitar.
She can't play guitar.
So why hand her one?
Well, because she has two other guitarists on stage.
Right, right.
And they're cranked. And probably in the mix, she's turned pretty far down.
Yeah, but she's just like, why would you even turn it on?
I mean, so, but what this guy did is he was like, well, this is what she's playing on stage, and ran it to his recorder. So here is what she's actually playing on stage,
right,
or pretending to play.
Because if you're working the soundboard, you can
isolate. You just pot it right down. You can isolate it, too. So this is what she's actually playing on stage.
I mean, she can't play guitar. I mean, if you handed me a guitar,
which kind of makes sense, because you remember that's where she came into the studio and she wanted someone who played guitar to write that song with her. Why couldn't she have just done it? But she asked me to do it. So now I know why. It's because she can't play guitar.
Could she follow what you were telling her to do?
No, she was. I was playing it. She was telling me what to do.
Oh, okay.
I want to be. I want to
to end. So glad you could make it. Yeah, now you're really made it. So glad you could make it now.
Wait, was there any thought of tuning it?
It's not even, it's probably not even going through the speakers. Like, the, probably the sandwich is like, all right, just pop this sucker down. So, I mean, no one's probably hearing it.
Because they're obviously, they just want her to hold the guitar.
Right. You just look cooler with a guitar.
Right.
And maybe she's like, I want to play guitar. Like, yeah, all right, Gordy, cool. And then they said, just turn it down, dude. I wonder if she even knows she's not turned up.
How great would it be if this was the, if they had no one else?
If she was the only guitarist.
She's doing like an unplugged.
Whole unplugged.
Hey, so glad you can make it now. I look at my face. My name is-
now, those are bar chords, right?
Yeah, yeah, they should be, like power chords, yeah.
Yeah, like power chords.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the toughest thing to play.
No, it's just you're sliding your... I'm no genius, but you're just sliding the same... fingering position up and down the neck.
And then there's part of me that's wondering, maybe she knows how to play and just she's not in the right state to play.
I don't know, man. I mean,
so it's that she sounds like she's playing the Munsters theme song.
I mean, you'd have to be pretty out of it. I mean, I just read that.
Have you met Courtney Love? Yes, you have.
Yes, I have. And I've had her swear very openly about me on stage. But
she's the same woman that when she called and said she wanted to come to the radio station, our guy went to go pick her up and she opened her hotel room completely naked. She opened up her door. She's like, I'll be ready in a second. She's walking around completely naked.
Oh, hachi machi. I'm a little hot under the collar thinking about that.
My name's Hitachi. Yeah. Make it. Yeah, now you really need it. Hey, well, there's only us here now. When I wake up in my makeup, it's too early for that dress. Looking pretty somewhere in Hollywood. I'm glad I came here with your pound of flesh. The second feeling.
In fairness, it's hard to sing and play guitar. Her voice sounds fine to me.
The voice is fine. It's the guitar. I mean, that's what you kind of expect Courtney Love to sound like singing.
Right.
But how great would it be if the sound guy just would have muted out the other guitars just whoop, and cranked that one up?
I don't get why she has a guitar. Like, at some point, you got to go, like, you literally can't play. Rich, I am not a guitar player, but how long do you think it would take to teach me her riff for that song?
15 minutes. 15 minutes.
I can't imagine it being that technical.
You can tune a guitar if you're just playing power chords to where you just strum it open string and then to make another note, press all on the same fret.
Yes.
I mean, people
like
do that.
Every Ramone song.
Yeah, pretty much.
They aren't whores like you, beautiful garbage. Beautiful dresses. Will you stand up or will you just break up? You better watch out. I want you wish for. You better be with them. So much to die for.
She has, like, even though the notes are wrong, she doesn't even have the pace of the song.
Right? Like, she's kind of like, not even strumming at the right time.
Like, it's
times,
not even
right?
Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just like, da-bop-bop. But listen, her voice sounded fine. I don't know why you'd want a guitar.
Dick Flavin, what do you think of her guitar playing right there?
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
No, it was not. I think she just hired a new singer. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You too could be a rock star.
It sounds like every band I was in high school.
Right. This is like someone with like you're in like 10th grade. Dude, come over and see my band.
Yeah. I walk a star in demonology.
All right.
Sounds like one of those bands that we do on like the Bad Band or Racehorse, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You people with the money. You people with the land.
Somewhere complete are saying, how do we not make it? All right, so we'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And it's the final NCAA final that everyone wanted.
Oh, God.
Virginia versus Texas Tech, two defense-first teams. And did you watch either of the games?
I watched the second one. I was out at dinner for the first one. I saw the replay of the foul on Guy in the corner, and
that was a foul.
And and you got to give the guy room to land. It was a stupid thing that the kid was there. I understand Bruce Pearl for losing his crap because at that point in the game, you should have won the game. The game was over.
That happened in a Purdue game too. That a guy got fouled taking a three with no time left? I can't quite figure out how you just say don't foul. I'd rather have him make the shot. Just don't foul.
Absolutely. Make him make it. Don't put the best free throw shooter they have at the line there.
You don't foul.
I understand. I understand. I understand it's heat of the game. You're doing your best to stop the three that would have given Virginia the lead. But of all the kids to put on the line, I mean, that kid is nails. But in the end, we all lose because Virginia, I mean, I've said it for the last 5 years, the last team you want to put in the spotlight is Virginia. I mean, they lost. It's a good story. In the first round, it was 16 seed last year. They're in the final.
They almost lost. It's a feel-good story. They almost lost early in this tournament.
Right. But you put them, and Virginia plays games in the high 50s to begin with, and then you match them up with a team like Texas Tech, who is a very good defensive team that holds teams to like 59 or 60 points a game. This one could be 52-51. I don't know. It's going to be painful. More than likely, this is going to be painful to watch.
I don't know how you missed that double dribble call, though.
Oh, where he dribbled it off the back of his leg? Yeah.
Yeah, he dribbles it off the back of his leg in no traffic. He dribbles it off the back of his leg, and then he goes back and picks it up and starts dribbling again, and that was of no concern to anybody.
I don't know how you can sit down and watch tonight's game if you're a casual basketball fan.
I'm not.
You can't.
The one thing I'm glad that Michigan State lost is because of this game's at 9 o'clock tonight.
Right, and you won't be forced, because if it was Michigan State, knowing you, you would have forced yourself to watch it because it's Izzo and you grew up watching this team, and I get it. But now you can really turn it off if you're a casual fan.
Oh, I'm not watching 1 second of it.
Well, there's no need to because, again, if you never watch college basketball before, and you're like, okay, it's a national championship. Maybe I should take a look. You'll be asleep by halftime. That's how boring these two teams are. And we said it during the midpoint of the tournament. The three teams you want out of this tournament are Syracuse, because they've been playing the 2-3 zone for the better part of three or four decades. And that's boring to watch because they never go man-to-man unless they're pressing at the end. Wisconsin, who plays slow down, and they take 26, 27 seconds off the shot clock, and then some kid hits a corner three. And this team, Virginia, who's great every year. I mean, Bennett's put together a great program. They're powerful every year, but they're really boring to watch. And then you see Texas Tech, which locks down opponents. They give up 51 points to Michigan State in the semifinals. I mean, this team legit could be maybe 110 combined points between the two teams. I mean, that's exactly what you don't want if you're CBS.
Well, I mean, you talk about the program of Virginia. If they were like a point away from losing, firing their coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they played some school I've never heard of. Earlier, Gardner Webb or something.
Yeah, that was a 16 seed. That was the first game.
Yeah, and they almost lost that.
Yep.
Which would have been two times they've been number one.
Yeah, they struggled for a half with that team. I mean, you could put any kind of decent spin you want on it. It's a great feel-good story for Bennett, who lost to UMBC in the first round at this time last year. Storylines only take you so far. Then you have to go out on the floor and entertain people. And again, that's not the priority for the teams out there, but it is a priority for the advertisers and the network that are broadcasting the game. Just an atrociously bad matchup.
I can't, because who knows Texas Tech?
No one knows Tony Bennett either. People know Izzo, you know?
Tony Bennett is just very suave.
Exactly.
He always has a very nice suit on.
Right.
Very handsome individual.
They know. You say what you want. Dan makes a good point. Auburn in the final. You have Charles Barkley. You have the Cinderella story. You got a team. Now, the one positive thing about this is neither of these teams have ever won a national championship. Neither of these two teams have ever been in this game.
I don't know if that's a positive.
Well, maybe not. And that's right. You add the nervousness into the fact that neither of them shoot the ball very often. And look, I may have overshot it. Maybe you get 100 points combined between the two teams tonight.
I think you're lucky if you get 100 points because, I mean, if you watch Virginia, they just slow.
Oh, it's awful basketball
down.
To watch.
They get it. They hold it until there's about 10 seconds left in the shot clock, and then they start moving the ball around.
As a fan of Boston College basketball, I've been watching Virginia in the program for a long time. I see them at least once or twice a year facing BC, and then you see them two or three more times on national television because they've been so good. I have no interest in this game whatsoever.
No, I'm not watching it. I'm saving my attention for Thursday. For the big Bruins game.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you save up those hours of sleep, man, because we're going to lose a bunch in the next couple of weeks.
Thursday's not bad. And then you got a Saturday at 8.
Saturday you can handle because, you know, Sunday you don't have to get up nearly as early. But then next week in Toronto, you never know, man. Road games are different.
Yeah. I had to take four kids, my son, my daughter, my wife.
Let's go back to that since we have a couple of seconds. You have eight people at a hockey game that in the end really doesn't matter. I mean, some people are up in arms. I saw on Twitter that they lost 6-3 and they didn't look good. And Rask didn't look good. And
they didn't care.
Well, maybe, but is there momentum going into the playoffs? Is there not? If you want to play your best hockey, whatever. But I'm very curious as how you herded eight people here, there, and everywhere on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, my original inclination was I was going to, because they're 10 and 11 years old, to let them, you know, go do things themselves, like to go and get food themselves.
Yeah.
And then that was shot down by my wife. So I had to herd everyone all over the place, including meeting Tory Krug. They were nice, and they had us meet Tory Krug, who was not playing.
So you had your head on a swivel for about 3.5 hours. You know, do we have everyone? Let's do the count. You know,
yes.
We have all five kids? Okay, good. Now we'll go here. Let's count them up. Is everyone here at the snack bar?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So, I had that. And then Krug told me that DeBrusk is indeed, he thinks that doing this show is some kind of good luck for him.
Great for us.
I mean,
means he's going to be on tomorrow.
I mean, he truly believes that doing this show is in somehow magical thinking him into playing the way he is. And when he gets puck luck, he thinks it's because he did this show. Because they're so, stuck in the routine and so superstitious. But that's not what you do to enjoy yourself, is to take that many kids to a game.
I can't even imagine how hard that must be. I haven't had to do that yet.
You know what I did? Took the limousine.
Did you really?
I'm not driving those kids around.
Limo to and fro?
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe that, like, the full-on, you know, situation where you get on the green line and bring everyone in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's when you, all right, do we have everyone in the car?
That's right. That's taking the green line and having to switch trains.
Drive to Beaconsfield and just park the car right there and take the green line all the way in.
Yeah, that would have been great. That would have been a lot of fun. You dropped me off. And then I didn't know how much the limo cost. And then I'm like, who drives limousines and why is it so expensive?
Well, you got to get the super stretch for eight people, right?
But like, who gets a stretch limo?
Only people who go to proms.
Yeah.
To Nick raised his hand. Good for you, Nick. You got a stretch limo for just you and the woman in high school? No? Well,
he owes her because she saved his life as he was dying nude in
his bed. This is a situation with the girlfriend.
I would imagine he has to do whatever she says. As young, sickly Nicholas was bed.
Did Mark Jamili pay for it? Yes, Mark Jamili paid for the limo. I thought Nick had paid for the limo.
Was that a prom thing?
Yes, thumbs up or thumbs down. Not a prom thing.
Okay. Oh, no. That was like, thank you for saving my life.
Oh, okay.
And looking at my nude body as I was sprawled out on the bed, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Nude. Can you imagine the coroner comes in there and he's nude and they got to take all the photos?
That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good at all.
Unless he's proud of his body, which I can't imagine he is.
Are you saying Nick's overweight?
I'm saying that like Nick doesn't strike me as someone who would be very excited about having his photo taken nude.
I'm thinking Nick is not overweight. Nick just has a low center of gravity. That's all it is.
Oh, he has a womanly figure.
A womanly figure?
Yeah.
I didn't go that far.
No,
you're saying
his
hips have spread out a little bit? And
yeah.
He's
got a big ass and his hips are spread out. Yeah,
low center of gravity.
Absolutely, but that doesn't mean that he'd want to get his photo taken naked and dead.
I don't think any of us would want that.
You
want that?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Not pleasant for anyone. Either the person who's deceased or the people who have to take the pictures. Not good for anyone involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to get close to death to realize that we came in here naked and we're going to leave naked. You know? I talked to Mark Jamili and he said, open casket for him. Oh, Nicholas, I want to see your nuts.
What?
All right, so we'll be back in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brady Fields, waist high, stands in the box. Brady up under center with a play. Brady stands and lobs the throw to Gronkowski. Brady throwing down the middle. Gronk makes the catch. Brady takes the snap. Shotgun snap to Brady. Fires down the middle. Throw to Gronkowski. Gives to Michelle. Runs it left. A dive to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
This is the home of the winningest quarterback in Super Bowl history.
Tom Brady, six-time champion.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And just a warning that at 8 o'clock today, we're doing perhaps our dumbest bit of all time. I don't think that's a stretch.
I mean, there is potential for it to be the dumbest all-time Toucher and Rich bit.
Yeah.
It was just born of a dumb offhanded comment that turned into, well, why the hell not?
We've found out that it is audibly possible after several experiments, but nonetheless, very, very close. The potential to be the dumbest bit we've ever done.
And not just the dumbest, high failure potential too. So this is really it's a train wreck in the making because a lot of the success, the content is put in the hands of some people that I don't really know if I've got the most faith in right now.
And I also don't know if they're capable of pressing the thing that we need pressed.
Which is fantastic because some of the people involved just asked, what bit are we doing?
Somebody directly involved with the bit just asked what we were doing, and I said, he goes, well, I wasn't paying attention, so I'll have to be brought up to speed.
All right, so like questionable concept plus high potential for failure, that's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. By the way, there's a CBD pen in the studio.
Oh, really?
Right in front of you.
Where?
Right by your mic, where the mic hits the desk.
Oh, yeah.
It's not illegal, but it's just...
Yeah, it's just sitting right, and it's filled with oil. Like, I mean, it's it's locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Who just left that sitting around?
Was Murray working over the weekend?
I don't know.
I think Murray's a little above CBD.
Oh, he is? Yeah, okay.
CBD's legal. I mean, you're allowed to have it. It's not because marijuana's legal. CBD you can get, like, online. But it's in here.
That's Bird, you okay? Is that yours?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well,
he didn't check and make sure it was
he came in.
Why I thought he was going to clean it up and leave with it.
He just
came in to look at it and put it back down.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's the most Bird thing ever. Right there.
Okay. He picked it up. He took a gander at it.
Couldn't have waited until the commercial break.
No, he came in. He took a gander at it, and he said, what do you want out of me?
So he's just kind of sitting here. It's like, hey, how's it going? So 8 o'clock is going to go swimmingly. That's more evidence.
He was looking to see if anyone's initials were engraved on it.
If anyone's initials were engraved on the CBD pen? So that's something people do. They go to, like, Things Remembered and say, hey, you know what? For graduation, I want to buy this guy the old engraved CBD pen.
What? Why did he come in here?
You know, you can get a flask for, like, your groomsman.
Right.
Just a stupid CBD pen.
Is that what people are doing?
Okay. Hey, you really not want to get high? There you go. CBD.
Oh, that was great. I just love the fact he's just sitting right in front of the microphone here. All right. Now we're kicking it.
Someone obviously had an injury that they wanted to naturally try to get over. All right, Rich.
Hang on, real quick. I just saw the announcement of something. Hang on. I got to find
this
out.
This the thing at Gillette Stadium?
Yeah, what is this?
They just announced it, and I am too old to know any of these people.
Okay, it is the Super Mega Ultra Giant Mad Decent Block Party Festival that is 2 days coming to Gillette Stadium. Oh, this is going to be great.
It's in July.
It's Diplo presents it, and it's got Major Lazer, G-Eazy, and Billie Eilish. Just bust out the glow sticks. You're flipping some glow sticks at this thing.
Yeah, nothing cooler than going to a football stadium.
But that's where they're all held now, these giant festivals. I mean, there's that one that they've got out in Vegas.
The Fry Fest?
No, the Fire Fest. You mean.
Fire Fest.
No, not the Fire Fest, which, of course, did you see that people are selling Fire Fest shirts to make up for the money that all of those people ended up like being cheated out of on the island?
Well,
making
good.
Fire Fest t-shirts.
All right, there's going to be the world's largest bounce house, go-karts, and a paintball arena.
No, that sounds fun. Thing. That sounds very silly. The world's largest bounce house?
Yep.
That'll be like when I was a kid.
Okay, that's ambitious. So they are doing it at Foxborough 2 days. Now, I know how many people go to like these giant raves that are done inside and outside towns. I mean, the Electric Daisy Festival is obviously massive and people travel forever to get there. That's the one in Vegas. But then there was that one called Wonderland or what was it called? It was the one that was like in like the outskirts of Atlanta that is absolutely enormous. I think they draw like 70 to 80,000 people and they had to stop doing it because just it was like ruining whatever farms and stuff like that was what was happening on. And of course there are tons of arrests. So 2 days at Gillette Stadium, that is ambitious as hell. I mean, who could do that? Like what artist could do that? Could even Kenny Chesney with his, hey, I've got a Corona thing. Could he do two straight sellouts at Gillette Stadium? Maybe he could. Maybe he's one of the few.
Everyone loves commercials.
You're right. When you go to that show, you are seeing commercials after commercial after commercial.
Yeah, he just plays Petticoat Junction for half an hour with the commercials. It just says here. Kenny Chesney with his stupid commercials during the game. Look.
The concert, yeah.
Or during the concert, yeah.
Yeah, so that is Billie Eilish, G-Eazy, Major Lazer, Miguel, and then a bunch of other people.
Flostradamus.
Oh, Dylan Francis. He's done stuff for the station before. And then a bunch of other people. It's basically like a DJ, an electric, it's like an electric music festival, which these do unbelievably well. But 2 days at Gillette, that is wildly ambitious.
Yay. Whatever the kids are into, man, I'm into it too.
There's a guy named Young Gravy. Not to be confused with Old Gravy.
just comes out and pours gravy all over himself.
I mean, how great is this going to be? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, people are going to get hopped up, and there is a paintball arena. That can't go wrong at all.
No.
The bounce house is going to be great.
See, the bounce house to me is very annoying. It's, hey, you know, let's be kids. Let's be kids again and do it all up. All right, well, we are almost to 8 o'clock, where we will have our worst bit of all time. It is it has the potential to confuse the two contestants.
The potential failure is high, and the concept is questionable. So that's 8 o'clock for you.
Yeah. I stand by the concept. I think that if executed, the concept is dumb enough where maybe people will get it. I don't have any faith in one of the participants.
I mean, you're right about that. There's one of them that I'm, and it's kind of in his hands, isn't it?
It's entirely in his hands.
Okay.
I mean, quite literally, he's going to be responsible for pressing the button.
And more.
Yeah. It's asking him a lot to think and press a button. All right.
So if you like to hear us humiliated, then 8 o'clock is your Super Bowl.
No, not going to be well. Not going to do good. All right, we'll have that for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
.org.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich getting people in position for what could be our dumbest bit of all time. Is there confusion?
No, and that's what scares me.
Oh.
We just, yep. Okay, yeah, got it. Yep. And usually when there's that, that's when you know disaster strikes. Because most people will be like, okay, no. Well, let me just clear. Could you clarify one thing for me here? If you know, usually there's a follow-up question for someone who's intently listening.
Right.
But when they're looking at something that's shiny over your shoulder, it's usually, yep.
I agree.
So almost things seem to be set up to go too smoothly the way it's being sold to me right now. So we shall see.
Right.
Hey, but just massive potential for failure. So
if you're anyone in the business that really wants to capture what this show's all about.
If you want to send a tape to the Marconi Awards, I have a feeling 8 o'clock is going to be the break. That's going to do it.
It's going to do it for sure.
All right. So I was, for one, extremely shocked that last night there was no appearance of Rob Gronkowski at WrestleMania. I thought this was going to be the coming out party for him if he was indeed going to have any kind of career in wrestling. And maybe we now know that that isn't the plan. However, yesterday on the red carpet, Stephanie McMahon, who obviously is tied in with the McMahon family, and I don't know her exact position, so
oddly
I'm sorry,
attractive.
Jace, too. Yeah. She,
I find her very attractive.
Of course she is. And she was asked about the potential of having Rob Gronkowski in the WWE, and here's what she had to say.
Truly, the sky's the limit. Anybody who has a really big personality. I'd love to have Gronk in the ring. Conor McGregor, huge personality. There's a number of different women that I've had my eye on as well. So it's really, you know, it's really about bringing in the biggest personalities, you know, with the best athletic ability, whoever can entertain and connect to our audience.
Have conversations happened yet? I'm sure you can't tell me this, but have conversations happened with any of the people we just talked about or mentioned?
We are always having conversations.
Okay,
the fact that he wasn't at WrestleMania, does that say anything to you about his potential of returning at the end of the season?
as Mike Riley.
Like, if he really wanted to return at the end of the season, and that's the plan, as Willie McGinnis stated before he even retired, if that's his plan, doesn't that sound like something Rob would do? Stay away from wrestling. Don't go in. Don't potentially injure yourself. If kind of the thought was between the Patriots and him, there was an agreement that he would do everything he could to keep himself in shape and to not do anything that would threaten his ability to come back and be in peak shape on December 10th or whatever that deadline day is.
I think that he's probably banged up and wants to see how his body is going to react.
But he could always just, like Ronda Rousey did, just stand in the ring and insult people.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone can do, not anyone, but someone in his position who's looking for a future in wrestling could stand in there and do that.
I don't read anything into it. I mean, it's a big turnaround. I mean, it's a big thing that there was very little turnaround time for.
Oh, they whip these things together super quick. I have a feeling that he could have gone out there. I mean, they would have moved things around. Of course they would have. I mean, that would have been the talk of WrestleMania if Rob Gronkowski went out there. Everyone will be talking about this morning. It would have been all over ESPN. Gronkowski, now we know what he's going to do. He's going to be a wrestler. I have a strange feeling, because he didn't show up last night, that rumor that he may turn around and come back at the end of the season, it just seems just that much more reasonable.
I hope you're right.
I don't know.
Patriots fan.
But part of me kind of wants him to just ride off into the sunset, because you don't want him to injure himself anymore. You know what I mean?
He's a football player. That's the thing. I mean, you always get athletes and coaches, it's an itch you can't scratch, and you pretend it's not there for a while, but ultimately it comes back.
I just think Willie McGinnis knows something. And for that to have at the time been so random, and how close he is with that organization, and especially the Crafts, it just seems so outlandish that it had to have some sort of nugget of truth to it. And I just believe that last night, him not showing up added to the possibility.
On top
that
of the
maybe
non-appearance in Boston, that was kind of weird,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
And it could have been so easy for him to do it. Everyone wanted him to. They know the buzz was massive. They would have thrown money at him to do it, and they didn't. Or maybe they did, but he just didn't do it. And I believe that maybe that means there's an understanding that he is going to come back.
I mean, he's done it before.
Yeah, I mean, right. He's been in the ring before, you're right.
Yeah, and he came back to football.
But he had a contract. I mean, this wasn't him retiring. I mean, this is two completely different things. And I just thought about that. When I woke up this morning and I saw that he wasn't in it, that was the first thing I thought was, well, that kind of goes along line with the thought that Willie McGinnis had. That would make sense. Because how pissed would the Patriots be if they had that agreement? And he said, well, in the meantime, I'm going to wrestle. I'd be like, what are you doing, man? You know, we're giving you this time off so you can rest and be in peak shape and not potentially ruin yourself getting thrown around in a ring. It just all seems to line up that way right now.
I like the thought process. I'm not convinced it's true, but I like the thought process a lot.
Now, would he show up possibly in a movie? Could he film something that took almost no time out of his schedule and not much physical activity? Sure, I could see that happening. Wrestling's different. Like, getting in that ring, you can't just stand up there and talk the entire time. At some point, you have to get picked up and get thrown around.
I mean, and we're assuming that he wants to wrestle.
Well, I mean, he did before, and his best friend's a wrestler, and his best friend keeps saying that he wants Gronk in the ring.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, just because his friend says it doesn't mean that he wants to do it.
Well, I think it's because he's done it. I mean, he got in the ring before. I mean, he helped out his friend Mojo Rawley. I think it was at WrestleMania a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So it's something he's done.
It was maniacal.
I guess it was. And you're still angry at Nick Jamelli, apparently.
Nick, get out of here.
Can't trust him.
The floor is lava.
But it was kind of interesting. Rob Gronkowski, who is just winning awards left and right, he was at the Make-A-Wish Foundation's. He got some award from them for all the work he's done. I mean, you've seen tons of videos and pictures of him at hospitals. And he was talking about when he was at the Children's Hospital, one of the first times he made an appearance, how things went down.
Back in 2010, my first community event was a visit to the Boston Children's Hospital. It was an eye-opening experience to see what the children were going through. Yet, they all still managed to smile when my teammates and I came into the room. And I'm sorry, Camille, the mom's got a little bit frisky too, right?
The moms couldn't keep their hands off of Gronk, apparently.
No, he's a hunk of man. I mean, what do you expect? Some mom there and not to start feeling around?
Maybe. I guess that's the way everything went down.
Grabbing them cakes?
It could be.
You know? It's the women get frisky. I was thinking about that. When was the last time a woman flirted with you?
Flirted?
Yeah, like that. That you playfully flirted.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, most people know that. They know I'm married.
Yeah, but that shouldn't matter. There's still people that are married that get flirted with.
I don't know. I wouldn't even recognize flirting anymore, to be quite honest.
I think you get to a point where you're too stupid to notice.
Well, yeah. John,
I'm definitely there.
Yeah, John, I don't think it's too stupid to notice. I just don't think it's happening to you.
Oh, okay.
And that might be the case with me, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I don't see it. And then I watch TV and I see that there's guys and they're just walking around and girls like flirt with them.
Well, that's on TV. It's obviously not real life.
Well, I mean, it's based on real life.
You've been watching too many Sassoon commercials.
I mean, there was
listen, you rocking Bugle Boys? Then maybe everywhere you go.
Ron Duguay, you know, would wear his Sassoons and he would go out and he would have a great time.
Pardon me, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? Well, yes, they are.
All right. Well, then
I thought so.
Then you have no money. Now get away.
That was like a bad commercial because then they'd speed off and lead him there. It's almost like you don't want to wear Bugle Boy jeans because women will come up to you and mock you and then leave you in the dust.
Yeah, are those Bugle Boy jeans? Yes. All right. Well, you have no taste.
Dude, I was the king of Bugle Boy. Bugle Boy was on sale at Sears every single school year between 6th and like 9th grade. So I was the king of Bugle Boy. I had a yellow puffy Bugle Boy shirt.
Nice.
All right, the call on line one says it's Jason. He has the inside scoop on Gronkowski. Go ahead, sir.
How's it going, guys? I just want to let you know. So my wife went to high school with a lady who owns the parlor salon in Framingham. And what it is, it's a massive place where everyone goes. But so Gronk and his girlfriend were there. They shut it down yesterday for them, you know, having their fun and whatnot. And then was already at Logan Airport by early afternoon with, like, the captions, you know, leaving, flying out and stuff like that. So I guess if you follow them on any of that social media, I guess you guys would have gotten the insider and known that he was already leaving. So I was hoping he'd be at WrestleMania, but, you know, I just wasn't shocked.
Yeah, I would imagine Gronkowski goes to Framingham to get his haircut a lot. All right, it's right around the corner. Are you ready for a triumphant event? There's something going on that has captured the world's attention, and we have our own spin on it, and it's going to blow your mind. Perhaps the dumbest thing we've ever done. Coming up, there'll be no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.